Now, Taiwan could soon receive a package of 100 Patriot missiles from the U.S. The cost, approximately $882 million for those. Let's get closer to the show. We're joined by Tony Capaccio, who is a Bloomberg Pentagon reporter. Tony, thanks so much. So this is fascinating because this is brand new hardware, but the deal is morphed out of a 2010 sale. So it's classified as not really a new deal. What's the significance of all of this?
That's a very interesting way to put it, morphed out of. That's a very interesting, accurate way to say it. Yeah, this is one way I think they can get away with saying we don't have any new sales planned. But the hardware is pretty interesting. The Taiwan has the PAC-3, and they've got earlier PAC-2 Patriots. These are what they call hit-to-kill, with very sophisticated sensors that can they hit the missile versus they explode next to one. So this new version, it would be up to Taiwan to put in a sales order for what they call, this is a clumsy name, but it's called the Missile Segment Enhancement. Basically, it's the best Patriot missile the U.S. has. It can fire farther, its fins make it more maneuverable, and it's just got a more powerful motor. So the issue here is selling them 100 of these missiles, along with test equipment and, very importantly, modifications to their current launcher kits, launchers, basically, right. And then upgraded software. This package of $882 million, it's a possible sale, I don't need to say. This would fall under the threshold of the 10-year-old contract that had a maximum order of $2.81 billion. If it was over that threshold, they'd have to say this was a new sale. My understanding is that the Taiwanese, a couple years ago, have signaled a budget interest in doing this, and I got to think this is going to move pretty fast after Congress approves it within 30 days. That'll just be a ticket punch.
Yeah, and Tony, the geopolitical dynamic of this, because you have in 2010, and I went back and actually read your story of that China had reacted very strongly and what canceled partnerships with the U.S. So, I mean, and things are very tense now, so it's not out of the realm of possibility. There'll be a very strong reaction to this as well.
There could be, yeah. I think the cuteness here is that it's not really a new sale, the Biden administration can say, but a modification under an umbrella contract, or morphing, as you said.
Okay.
I got to think, though, that they are going to react because this is a new, more powerful missile that can fire longer and farther, longer and maneuver better.
What now? What is the partnership between U.S. and China militarily? What could be hurt by this? What's the gamble?
I'm thinking that it's not so much hurting our relationships with China as them taking more provocative short-term actions like maybe additional missiles launchings or intrusive aerial demonstrations like they did when Speaker Pelosi visited Taiwan. Or you know what? There may be nothing.
Okay, so what are we talking about here in the United States? Does this have to be funded, or can this you said move quickly? Does Congress get involved? How does it work?
Yeah, Congress is what they call the informal stage, notification stage, and they have 30 days to formally approve it. It's basically a pocket veto. If they don't object, it goes through, and then it's in Taiwan's ballpark to come up with a funding a sales request to the State Department.
We're not
giving these things for free, but the process is in motion.
Got it. All right. Tony, thank you for explaining that because the process is a little bit complicated. Tony Capaccio, a Pentagon correspondent at Bloomberg.